Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Right now, though, I want to go back to one of those stories that Maggie had in the headlines, that some Gardaí are not doing their jobs and have no interest in doing them, according to a new yet-to-be-published report. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has promised to publish the Crowe report, which also shows that Gardaí assigned to roads policing who were not carrying out their duties did not care that they were being monitored and that their managers were not dealing with the problem. Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy joins us on the line now. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. I'm well. Thank you very much.
We don't have the full report yet, Pat, but we do know that not only were these Gardaí not conducting speed checks or tests for drink and drug driving, but also that they didn't care that they were being monitored and that their failure to do the job had been identified by these independent investigators. This is very worrying, isn't it?
Well, it's probably the part of the information that's out there that I find most concerning, but probably for a different reason, Philip. I mean, that is so unusual in any context, that people that are being observed or monitored don't care. And the concern I have behind that is that there must be, or there would appear to be, a much deeper issue that hasn't surfaced here in the information that we have so far. Because, I mean, research and history clearly shows us that people that have been monitored in their roles operate to a higher standard. So this is really, really going against the grain of long-held research and findings. So I'd be really, really interested to see how that came about. And I suppose the methodology of how this was conducted would be interesting in terms of how the findings had been arrived at. Were they observations or were they interviews? Because it's a really, really unusual finding. Now, the whole issue itself is really, really sensitive. Because, I mean, look, all we have to do is look at the road deaths, you know, on serious injuries. At the moment, we've 95 road deaths so far this year. So, I mean, it's not an area of policing that you can walk away from or you can shake off. This is a really, really serious aspect of policing that must be given full energy, and it doesn't appear that that was the situation based on what we know right now.
It is obviously kind of difficult for us, in the absence of that detail that you're talking about there, to know what is going on here. But would your suspicion be that this is a symptom of a collapse in morale?
That would be the first position that I would take on this. Is that the underlying issues here are so out there. They're so in our faces now based on this report. And as I say, look, you know, being monitored and not caring, that's unusual. That's not natural. It's not a natural response. And, I mean, look, we all know that several times over the last number of years we've been told by the associations that morale is on the floor. Now, I'm not sure how this was addressed, but publicly, it doesn't appear that it was taken too seriously. And if that is the case and it has been allowed to fester, then you could find that this might very well be the approach being taken across the force as a whole, which would be really, really concerning.
Well, that was kind of my next question is, do you think that it is likely that this will replicate itself everywhere? Or in any large organisation, are there distinct cultures, are there distinct motivational crises and issues that confine themselves to certain sectors, certain departments, certain, in this case, road policing units? Do you think that there is a distinct culture in that part of An Garda Síochána that isn't replicated elsewhere?
Well, we know that there are microcosms of culture in all organisations, Philip, and that's not news to us. So yes, you can have very different cultures and very different parts of the organisation, but there wouldn't be extreme differences, and this would appear to be at an extreme end of the continuum of culture. But it is possible that this has found its way into other aspects of the organisation. Okay. And again, I would base that on the context that we've been listening to over the last number of years. that morale is on the floor. And if it is, it's possibly on the floor in a broader context across the organisation.
What do you make then, in addition to the fact that the job is not being done and people don't appear to care, that those who are responsible for that job not being done, or for those people, aren't managing them in a way that makes them just basically get on with the job?
Yeah, it's that is a concerning aspect to it as well. But I suppose if morale is on the floor, it may not be confined to the ordinary Garda level, you know, person that's on the street. It may have affected the actual rank structure as well. It never confines itself to one element in an organisation, particularly when the associates have been so vocal for so long on this. It could really be a serious problem across the organisation now that hasn't been addressed.
Without divulging any secrets, in your time in An Garda Síochána, Síochána, were you faced with similar managerial problems? How did you deal with them, Pat?
Well, look, we've had these our issues similar to this in the past. I mean, look, it's not our first time dealing with something like this in the roads policing side of things or in other elements of it. Look, first and foremost, it has to be investigated. You have to be forthright with your stakeholders and with the public, because there is a public trust and confidence issue after emerging here now. So we have to address it. So whatever is in the report needs to come out now. We need to see it. We need to know what has happened here and how it has happened, and how we're going to stop it. How we're, as they would say, starting an investigation, we need to stop the bucket filling right now. That has to be the first move here, and then let's get in behind it and find out what caused it. How do we prevent this in the future? What needs to be done? If it is an issue of confidence within the job themselves and within the officers and between the officers, then that needs to be built up. You know, if it's a morale issue, we need to address it, because that can have far-reaching consequences that are very, very difficult to unwind.
Anecdotally, I have heard Gardaí say that one of the things about roads policing is that it is possible to, if you were so inclined, to hide from work in a way that you can't do in other areas of An Garda Síochána. Would that be a fair observation?
Yeah, it's possible if you want to do that, because you spend a lot of time on your own. You're out on the roads, you're out in a car, a lot of the time also on your own. And so look, if you want to work, you can work. If you don't want to work, there are ways of not, you know, putting in a full shift in relation to it. But I mean, that's not suggesting that people are not doing that. But yes, of course, it could be done. It can be done in most areas of policing, because once you walk out the front door of a police station and turn left or right, that all you make the decisions after that as to where you're going to go, what you're going to engage in, how effective you're going to be that day, you know, how engaging you're going to be that day. So there are opportunities for avoiding work.
Can you imagine how it must feel in any of those families where the 95 road fatalities have occurred so far this year, how this report must feel today?
Well, it must be awful to be sitting back and reading this. As I say, when you see for this year alone, you've 95 deaths on the road up to the 31st of July. So, I mean, it really isn't news that you ever want to hear. And you absolutely expect that the police that are going to be out there trying to save lives and reduce harm on the roads are actually doing their very best to achieve that. And this report is saying something very different. And when you see some of the quotes that are out there, I mean, and particularly from the Policing and Community Safety Authority, they describe it as shocking that all Gardaí not doing their jobs and have no interest in doing them. And then, again, and not being, you know, afraid to be monitored while they're doing this. For me, it again, I have to go back and say, this raises a huge issue for me in terms of there's something really wrong here. If this is the case, and I'd like to know, were these observations or interviews, or you know, how did we get to this? And
Indeed.
I do think that there's a lot of information that needs to come out yet.
Absolutely. We'll have to see, do the details bear out those headlines. But for the moment, former Assistant Garda Commissioner, Pat Leahy, thank you very much for joining us. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.